Yeah, Rabbi Walker with us to share some inyonim about minhagim.
Maybe.
Okay.
Okay, Rabbi Isaac. Thank you, Rabbi Wiggins. Here we go. I'm going to share with you a number of shailas I got over the course of Hanukkah, and we're going to tie them together in the following way. Here's the two shailas that came in today, and I want to see how you think. I have a couple traveling out of town. They're going to Muncie for a chasana, and they just left. They left about an hour ago, at 3:30. So they're on their way driving to Muncie. They're going to a chasana. The chasana is going to be 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. They're going to turn around at 8 o'clock to go back to Silver Spring, and they plan to return. They should get home between 1 and 2 a.m. 1 and 2 a.m. What was the question that they asked me? When to light? What, try again.
Where
to light? Very good. Where should they light? So what are our options? Either where in Muncie? At the chasna, number one. Or what's the other option? Home at what time? Good. Okay, so what's the stadim in the shaila? What are our options here? Either they light when they get home. Is that good? Is that not so good? And or they're going to light when they're at the chasna hall. Those are your two options. Now, let's just try to understand and decipher the pros and cons of each of those. But before I do that, I'm going to ask you another question. Within about an hour or so, somebody asked a related question. It's somebody from out of town in New York. They live in the five towns, and they're driving to New Jersey for a Sheva Brachas. They're leaving at 4 o'clock. 25 minutes ago, to get to New Jersey for 5 o'clock Sheva Brachos, and they're going to be home at about 9:30. So it's almost the same exact question, right? Should they light either when they return home at 9, 10 o'clock or so, or should they light now, earlier, at their house, which is after Plaga Mincha, which is Bidiyevet that you could light after Plaga Mincha, or is it better to light later on their own? Those are the two possibilities. So speak to me, Chaverim. What are the tzadim in the shiloh? What are our pros and cons in either scenario? Anybody have any? Let me say, Yaakov.
The second one, if 9:30 is still Megumen Ashok, then you could write the Mechila.
Okay, good. So you hold that might be Lechatchila. Anybody else? Any other options? What do you say, Mati?
So maybe, right, you're supposed to light where you eat. So maybe when the people...
How do you know you're supposed to light where you eat?
Because our Rangel said that a couple days ago.
Okay. We'll talk about that. Is there a Ma, Mishnah Berurah? Okay, could be. And therefore what? Therefore you should light
therefore,
by the chasna or by the
Shavuot.
Yeah, you? What's your name?
Frank Goldberg, right. Not where you eat dinner, where you normally eat dinner.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you a third question. And this is a very common question, less in Silver Spring, but it comes up in town very often. There are chasnas throughout the 8 days of Hanukkah. Now, there are some poskim say you shouldn't get married during Hanukkah. You know that? Why? Because you're complicating where people should light. The chasna is usually 6, 7 o'clock. Till people get there, you run into questions when you should light. Now, there are two questions. When should the people light? Right, the attendees of the chasna. And what does the chasna do? Where does he light? He just left his house. He's going to a different house. And he might not be sleeping in any of those two places tonight. So where a chasna lights is a big, big shot in the poskim. There's six different days what a chasna should do and where a chasna should light. I will tell you, if you go to chasna halls in Lakewood, over the course of Hanukkah, they set up tables. Let's say you're in New Jersey and you're coming from Chicago or from Los Angeles. So where are you going to light? Where should you light? So they set up tables at the hall where people light. That's their place. Like you said, Mati, that's their makom achila, right? The Ramah says, Meshur Pas, you light makom achila, makom pita. There are two options. Either you light where you are eating or you light where you're sleeping. Indication on the Mishnah Berurah is that you light where you're eating, and therefore there some suggest, and that's why they set up in these holes, that they make tables with lighting. But let's go back to our first question. Either the people who are traveling to Muncie, they could either light later when they get back home, or they could light earlier, and I'm not going to tell you a third option that none of you suggested. What's a third possibility what they could do?
Light before they
leave. Light what? Shavu Brachos is one. When they get back is two. What's the third option?
Use a shliach.
Oh, that's what I want to talk about. Use a shliach. What does that mean, use a shliach? Meaning, have somebody, what are you suggesting? Light a shliach where? In their house? At what time?
At the regular time.
At the Zman. Good. What do you say, JJ? Yeah.
You can
what?
You can also give someone money to
be. So you're basically suggesting the same thing. Now let me tell you the lumdish way to deal with this question. To light at Zman, to light at the right time, that's a hiddur. That's the right thing to do. You could say, Zrizin Magdimin. that is the ideal thing that you should do. That's one possibility. Or to light later, you'd say mitzvah bo yosemi b'shelucho. So you have two yesodos that are bumping up against each other. What do you do? Mitzvah bo yosemi b'shelucho would say that I should light, but light at a later time, 2 a.m., 3 a.m. I could light up until Neitzachem. So mitzvah bo yosemi b'shelucho. So what's stronger? Mitzvah bo yosemi b'shelucho? Or no, hiddur mitzvah, meaning doing it b'shaita, doing the mitzvah at the right time. Which of those two concepts are stronger? What's better? To do a mitzvah at the right time, al yedei shliach, meaning that's a hiddur, zrizim makdim le mitzvah, or no, better for me to light on my own, mitzvah bo yosem b'shluch, even though it's not the ideal time, 2 a.m., 3 a.m. Similarly, the second question that you had is very similar. If I'm going to a Shavuot Brachos, I'm traveling from Long Island to Teaneck, so I could set up a shliach to light bizman, let's say it's 5:30, or I can light by myself at 9 o'clock. It's the same exact question. Is mitzvah bo yosem shlucho better to light later on, or no, is it better to light at the right time through the hiddur? That's the question. L'chayra, those are the two tzadim's question. Yeah?
Would it be better not to go?
Well, there's a mitzvah of simchas chasam kala, which could argue is a mitzvah d'iraisa according to the Rambam because it falls under the rubric of Yaftal Riecha Kamocha. Most Rishon would understand maybe it's only a mitzvah d'rabbanah to be mismechas mekala. Not to go at all is not ideal because you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah. Simchas chas mekala is something that's important. I point that before. There are posts who say you shouldn't make a wedding during this tkufa because you're setting up a complication altogether. I don't know if that's the accepted custom. I can tell you it's not the accepted custom because we have weddings and Shavuot Brachos throughout Hanukkah. But what do you do? Let me share with you two other shilas which we could potentially use to be poshet these. The Doviv Misharim, which is a sefer I'm holding right now, is a Chibina Rav. Chibin Rav was the Rav of Chibin, one of the great Hasidic yeshivas in Yerushalayim. The Chibin Rav was a goyin adi, was a goyin nifla, was an incredible, incredible genius. He was in Siberia for 3 or 4 years, and he was writing tshuvas to and corresponding with tens and hundreds of people. He often would write his tshuvas on cement bags that were holding together cement and dirt without any svarim at all. And he would write them and he would send them out. And we have multiple tshuvas. He miraculously survived the war through extraordinary difficulty, physical, emotional, spiritual. He was pashut like totally, totally overcome during those years. But he built an awesome yeshiva, Tribini Yeshiva, in Yerushalayim. He was Rosh Yeshiva, he was Mamid, great Talmidim. He has 4 volumes of tshuvas called the Dovr Misharim, which are very, very chashuv tshuvas. So he was asked the following question, which is very similar to our question. There's a mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah, right? We're all familiar. There's a mitzvah to write a sefer Torah. Now, whether or not that's a mitzvah bizman hazeh is a debate amongst the Rishonim, because it could be now that we have svarim, right? So you could learn out of svarim, so maybe there's a mitzvah to write a sefer. And Chaschinach has a chakira, maybe you could purchasing svarim is a key in the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. But everybody wants ideally to fulfill the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. Let's say I'm not a sofer. I'm not great, but I train and I try and I try to figure out how to write a ksiva sefer Torah. So what's better? Is it better for me to write a Sefer Torah by myself, mitzvah bo yosem b'shelucho? Or is it better for me to hire and to pay a sofer who's going to write the Sefer Torah for me in a more mahudra way? What's the shaila? What's better? Mitzvah bo yosem b'shelucho, meaning I could write the Sefer Torah, but it's not going to be so beautiful. Mike Zav doesn't compare to a professional sofer who's been writing Sefer Torah for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. It's not going to compare. So what's better? Is it better for me to write that so I get the mitzvah bo yosem b'shelucho? Or no, better to hire a sofer. The sofer will be my shliach. He will write the Sefer Torah, and it'll be more mehudar. So you see that studim in the shaila, what's better? Mitzvah bo yosem b'shelucho? Or to do a mitzvah in a more mehudar way, al yidei shliach? So you could appreciate now we have the same shaila. I'll ask you another shaila. What's better? Is it better for me to perform a bris milah on my son? Or is it better to hire a moyel to do that job because he could do a better job, right? What's better? I'm going to talk about that in a second. But the shaila is this. In the lumdis, it's the same shaila. Mitzvah bo yosem b'shelucho, I could do it, but might not be as great. Now, of course, if you're going to injure the child, there's nothing to talk about. But if I'm trained and I have somewhat of a basic ability to be able to do a milah, and I'll tell you how you do that in a second, or You could hire somebody to do it in a more beautiful way. What's better? Now, you should know, you could set up, and Moalim do this, they set up the mila for you. You could set up, you have all the materials that you're required to set up the mila, and all you have to do is go like that. My father did my bris mila. My father's a doctor, though.
My father did more.
That's right. So that's a similar shaila. Now, the Reb Leibel Eger, Reb Akiva Eger's grandson, had this suffix, what to do? Should he do it, or should he hire a shliach? This is also mice and brisk. The two Rosh Yeshiva, Korosh Yeshiva, the Netziv, and Reb Chaim debated this. And Reb Chaim performed his oldest son's bris, and the Netziv told him after that bris that he can't do it again. So that's the way they say over the Mayas and Velazhen. But what do you do in these two scenarios? Mitzvah bo yosem yibishlucho, is that greater? Or is it greater to do the mitzvah in a more mahodur way? So listen to the Goinus of the Chibin Rav, just so you appreciate what it means to be an Adam Gadol and what it means to be a Pesach. So he was asked this question, what to do about the Sefer Torah? Should the person write it himself, or should he hire somebody to write the Sefer Torah? So look at what he says. He says, it's Pashut. It's a Yerushalmi and Yuma. The Yerushalmi and Yuma, Perek Vav, Halach Alf, has the following suffix, and from here we could answer our question. He says, the Yerushalmi's language is as follows. Aviv katsur yavish liktsur. If you have good, we're talking about the mitzvah of Bikurim here. If you have very good wheat, but the wheat is already cut. Or, what could I bring? I could bring withered, older, miyuvash dika wheat. What's better? Should I cut it by myself? The weaker, schwacher wheat by myself? Or should I take the bundle of wheat which has already been cut? The Korban Eda, one of the classic Mefarshim Yerushalmi, says, you know what the Gemara is asking? The Gemara is saying, mitzvah bo yosem yibishlucho would tell me that I should do it by myself. So I should do it by myself means that I should cut the wheat that's not so good. Or is it better to take wheat that is beautiful, richer, healthier, more nicer, but it is already cut? What's better? Says the Chibin Rav, what the Yerushalmi is misupik about is whether or not it's better mitzvah yosef b'shulucho, and therefore I should cut the wheat, which is not as tov, that is not as good, or whether I should say that it's better to take something which is more mahudr and not to do it by myself, and that's the wheat which has already been cut. What does the Yerushalmi respond? The Yerushalmi says, Ayin Shem B'Pershin Korban Eda, Sh'af Al Pishim Mitzvah Liktzor, even though there's a mitzvah when it comes to the mitzvah Bikurim to actually cut the wheat, Hoyel V'Zem Mishubach Begufo, since the other wheat, which is already cut, Shehi Aviv Lach, which is rich and healthy and wet, Mitzvah Bo Yoser, it's better to use the wheat which is already cut because it's Mehudur, as opposed to mitzvah bo yosem yibishlucho. Alma says the Chibin Rav, shemivat lemitzvah ktsira, we pass over, we trespass over the mitzvah of ktsira, kedei sheyem mishubach begufo, in order that you take the wheat, which is even better and healthier. Mikol shekein linya mitzvah bo yoser, shemivat lenhecha shemitzvah tiyem mehuderes umushubachas. Better to do it in a more mahudr way than to do it in a way where it's mitzvah bo yosem yishlucho. And therefore, the Chibin Rav told this person who asked him, better to hire a sofer to write your Sefer Torah because it's going to be mahudr. And thus, that will override, that will trump the mitzvah to do it by yourself. So the Chibin Rav paskened that way. So therefore, what emerges from the Chibin Rav that we hold that hiddur, to do a mitzvah in a more beautiful way is going to be stronger, more powerful than doing the mitzvah by yourself. If that's the case, the same thing should be true when it comes to mitzvah bris mila. If I could hire a moel, or I could do it by myself, mitzvah bo yos mishlucha would tell me I should do it by myself. Hinder would tell me that I should have a shliach do it. What wins? According to the Chibin Rav, Hidr wins. And therefore, that's what Reb Chaim told, that's what the Netziv told Reb Chaim, hire a moel, more and better and greater than having to do it by yourself. I'll tell you a third related shiloh, and we'll get back to Halakas Neros that came in this week. Two shilohs related. There's a question that was brought to my attention. Somebody, Baruch Hashem, had a baby boy, and they had to arrange for a bris mila to be done. There are two options. Either the mitzvah could take place later in the afternoon, because that's the only way the person's parents can get there. It's going to be the only possibility. The child was sick, and the child had jaundice, Baruch Hashem. It wasn't sick, but the jaundice went away. On day 8 in the morning, the Mo'el Paskin that the jaundice is fine, but till now they thought that the child couldn't have a bris. You could only have a bris if you're a healthy baby boy on day 8. Came day 6, day 7, the baby had jaundice. They were going to wait till the baby was healthy enough to do the bris. Day 8 in the morning, the Mo'el comes. He says, ah, gewaldig, the baby's good. Let's do a bris mila. So the father's like, oh no. it's 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm not prepared to do a bris. So what should the father do? Is it better to arrange the bris immediately on the spot to do it at the right time? Zrizim makdim lemitzvos. But there's no hiddur. Rovam hadras melech. You should arrange and organize a great event that people should come. Or should he wait till later in the afternoon? His parents comes, Rosh Hashiva could come. His chaverim could come at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So what's better? To do it behidura, bizman, zrizim makdim mitzvah at that exact moment. Right? Or wait a half an hour, whatever it takes to put the things together. Or no, wait till 3, 4, 5 hours, or you could send out an e-blast, and you could tell all your friends, and you could tell your Rebbe, you could tell your Chaverim to come. So again, you see, Hidr, right, to do it at the right time, Zrizim to do it at the right time, or Barovam Hadras Melech to do it later. Other question, happened to have been mamish within the same few hours. A person also had a very similar scenario where they could do a bris at the right time. Let's say the earlier the better. Now Netzach HaMa is 7:24, 7:25, 7:26. The earliest you can do a bris is really by the Netz. By the Eved, you could do it by Amar HaShachar. We do a bris by Netz, so you can want to do it immediately as soon as you can. So you have a 7:30 davening, you could do it at 8. Or you could get more people if you do it at 11 o'clock. That's the way it worked out for this particular person. There'd be more people available. Usually it's the opposite, but in this particular circumstance, it's Hanukkah, it's a day off, whatever it is, more people are able to come on a Hanukkah, long Hanukkah weekend if the bris is 10, 11 o'clock. What should be done? So it's the same shayla, hiddur, or to do it, hiddur, to do it bizman, or to do it hidura. What emerges from the Chibina Rav is that it's better to do a mitzvah behidur, to do it at the right time, then to get the mitzvah bo yos mishlucho. That's what emerges. Let's go back to our shaylas. What should these two people do who call today? Should I tell them that they should do it al yidei shliach at the right time? Or is it better for them to do it ba'atzmuso on their own later in the night? What do you think? What? Yeah, let me hear why.
Oh, then you get the hitter with mom.
Okay, good. Okay, based on my presentation, that's what it would seem, right? That you should do a behidr bizman as opposed to boom mitzvah yosu gufo. Yeah, what do you say?
Maybe.
What's your name?
Samuel Hershenson,
yeah.
If also you think about Pursumi Nisa, then since it would be Pursumi, it's better, more Pursumi Nisa if you light it your own, since you're Pursumi the Nisa for yourself, it'd be better to light it on later.
To light later, 2 in the morning, you think there's Pursumi Nisa at 2 in the morning on the street and so for myself, for the people in the B'nai Bias. Good. So you're making an excellent point. And I'm going to add one more question, and I'm going to be poshed very similar to what you said, against what we presented till now. This is a shaila that's quite common, as follows. Typically, a husband is going to get home from work later than his wife. That's common, right? So you get home at, 8, 9 o'clock, but his wife is home at 4 or 5 o'clock, right? So maybe this man's wife, right? A woman should light the menorah, bimotzi her husband, bizman, as opposed to waiting to get home and to light it by myself. Why should I light it at 9, 10 o'clock or 7, 8 o'clock when my wife could be motzi me by lighting the neros at 5:30? What should you do? So again, according to our presentation, I would say that hiddur, right, is better to light a bizman, zrizim akdim, to do it at the right time, as opposed to mitzvah bo yosem rishlucha. So over the years, I spoke to many poskim gedolim about this, both in Eretz Yisrael and America. And what you said, Mr. Hershenson, is a very, very strong point, especially here in Chutz Laaretz. And you'll see there might be a difference between Chutz Laaretz and Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, where do we light?
Outside.
Almost always outside. So if you're lighting outside, everybody sees what's happening. And if you're not lit by 5:30, 6:30, that's the problem. But in Chutz Laaretz, where the Rama writes, based upon the opinion of Tosfos, that Bizman Hazeh, since the Iker Pirsumei Nisa is on the Bnei HaBayis, that's the Iker Pirsumei Nisa, therefore, even though you're putting it in the window that you'll be, others will see it as well, Nonetheless, since Bizman Hazeh, the Iker Pirsumei Nisa for the Bnei Abayis, you could still get Hidr as late as you want, because the Iker people to be Motzi are the people in the house. This Rabbi Weber, the Rav of Nevi Yaakov, told this to me, amongst others, that Bizman Hazeh in Chutzlartz, since the Iker Pirsum Hanes is for the Bnei Habayis, therefore in either of these scenarios, and even in the case where the woman is home and the husband is getting home late, 7, 8, 9 o'clock, at the end of the day, I'm getting hither, because Bizman Hazeh, the Iker Pirsum Hanes is for the Bnei Habayis. So once the Iker Pirsum Hanes is for the Bnei Habayis, therefore, in that situation, it's shayach to get both. I could get hider, and I could get mitzvah bo yosem b'mishlucha. So my position, when I was asked these two questions today and over the years, I encourage people that they should light on their own, even if it's not at the ideal time. Because since Bizman is that we're all lighting inside, right? That's simply what we do. The Gemara says, Mishasa Sakana, from every time that it became dangerous, we started lighting inside. And Tosu says like that, the Ramah says like that, that's what we do, it's true. We get Pirsum Hanes as much as we can for as many people as could see it. Nonetheless, Lamaisa, Lamaisa, Lanius Daiti, the best thing to do is to light it on your own. So therefore, the people are going to come back at 2, 3 a.m., they should light by themselves. Even though there's somebody lighting in the house and could potentially serve as their shliach, they're getting back, they should light 2, 3 a.m., and you can make a bracha. And the same thing is true with the family that's going to the Sheva Brachas from Long Island to New Jersey. I told them as well that you should light when you return, not to have somebody out there have an older son who's above bar mitzvah who's going to be home. I said he shouldn't be motzi them, and when they get back, they should light with a bracha. There are 2 days in the Shaar Tzion, it's a machlokas, the Chemin Moshe and the Mangin Avram. If nobody is awake when you get home at that late hour, whether or not you should make a bracha, l'maisa, we paskin, even though the Shaar Tzion leaves the Betzarchi, and we paskin that you could even make a bracha. So I told these people that's what they should do. They should make a bracha later at night to light by themselves, and that the way they would be able to light it properly. Did you have a question? No.
I have a question.
Yeah.
It's hard to understand the Chaviner's smishtal to the Yerushalmi, because it would seem that there's no shlichos over there. That what? That you're going to have shlichos on Afreya, that the guy who cut the weed, he was my shliach.
There's no in that case, you're correct. There is no shliach. I'm just talking about conceptually what the Chaviner Rav is showing, that there are two concepts. There's mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha, which means I should cut it, or there's another bundle of weed which is already cut and it's more mehudar. What's better? Mitzvah bo yosem b'shulchan, I'll cut it, or the hider, but I'm not cutting it. So therefore, the Shpin Rav says, it's you see from the Yerushalmi that it's better to take something which is already mehudar and not cut it. Therefore, hider beats out and takes the day when it comes to mitzvah yosem b'shulchan. And therefore, from there, you would suggest that the same thing is true here. Hider is doing it at the right time. Hider is rizim akdim l'mitzvah, and therefore that's stronger, and that will defeat, and that will trump, and that will beat doing it mitzvah bo yosem b'shulchan. Yeah, you had a question? No. Okay. Just related. Do we have a few minutes? Or stop?
Yeah. Before you go on, what about the opposite, where the wife is out? She usually is out with the husband. She's coming later. Should he wait for her?
Gewaldic. This is a here. Rabbi Wiggins has a great question. The opposite scenario, which is very common also, if a husband is home and his wife is not home yet, so what should he do? Should he light bizman or wait for his wife? So the answer to this question is a maisa. The answer to this question is a maisa. Chavitz Chaim's Rebbe was Reb Nachumka from Hardvarna. And he was by his Rebbe, and it was Leil Chanukah, and he was waiting for his Rebbe to light Neiris. And the Rebbe was mamish, the Rebbe Nachumka was just, he was doing what he was doing. He was involved in holy things, but he wasn't lighting Neiris. And the Chavetz Chaim couldn't believe it. Mamish, 5 o'clock, 5:15, 5:30. The Rebbe is not lighting. It's a Mishnah, it's a halacha mefreshes in Shulchan Aruch. You have to light. Mishatishka chama, chetich l'reg l'shuk. What's the Rebbe doing? Vaiter waiting. Nothing was happening. All of a sudden, quickly he gets himself together and he makes the bracha. What's going on? So he lit the Neiris, very good. Neiris halalu, moz tzur, I don't know. But he asked, like, what's going on? So he said, there's a halacha. What's the halacha? If a person has only enough money for Neiros Shabbos or Neiros Chanukah, what do you buy?
Shabbos.
Why? What? Gadol Hashal. He said, when it was the Zman of Halakas Neiros, my wife wasn't home yet. So therefore, how could I light Neiros without her? Shalom Bayis. I have to make sure that she's going to feel part of the Yom Tov. She's going to feel part of Chanukah. If the halacha is that Shalom Bayis defeats, trumps, and beats out Neros Chanukah, how could I light Neros Chanukah without my wife? As soon as the Rebbetzin came in and she settled down and she was ready, I lit the Neros. That's why I waited so long. So Lemais or Belyash, it's a machlokis on your question, Rabbi Wiggins, or Belyash of Imchaim Kinevsky, father-in-law, son-in-law, I don't remember who says what. I believe, or Belyash of Paskins, based upon this story, better to wait for your wife, even though you're not getting a bizman. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Chaim Kinevsky says to light on the spot and not to wait for your wife. So I hope I have the days right. Lamaisa, I would tell you to Paskin, I think, based upon what I believe is the opinion of Rebbe Yashiv, based upon the story of the Chafetz Chaim. Even though, yes, and we could argue that that's also called Hidr, that that's also called Lechatchila, especially Bizman Hazeh, when Ikar Hadlakas Neiros are Bifnim, B'toch HaBayis, and that's the Ikar Pirsumei Nisa, Lechor, that would be the right thing to do. That's it? I could go. I'm happy to continue. I have
another point. We have 2 minutes.
Okay, yeah.
What about the bris?
The bris, what about it?
Yeah, what was the halakha?
In which case?
I guess both.
Oh, in both cases, yeah. Very good. I didn't answer in those two. Good, you're paying attention. So in the first situation, so when it comes to the concept of Zrizim Makdim L'mitzah, there are opinions in the poskim that the Pesach Tshuva says is in Hilchos Mila, that you're mekayim the mitzvah zrizim akdim the mitzvahs until chatzos. Until chatzos you get zrizim. So if there is a situation where you could be mekayim zrizim and they could do the bris up until chatzos, the best thing to do is to wait for the rov am, to wait for more people to come, because you get both. You get rov am and you'll get zrizim. So if we were really makbid on zrizim, you know what you should do for a bris mila? What should you do? If we really makbid on zrizim, every bris mila should be on nates. Right? You should daven nates. You should get to shachris by every bris mila. You should get to shachris by now, 7:26, Ashrei Volatzion, and then you should do a bris mila. We're not really makbid on that. People that have the 8 o'clock minion, a 9 o'clock minion, whatever it is. So we hold zrizim is to do it as soon as you can. So in this case, there are arguments to be made that you're still makayim zrizim until chatzos. So once you have zrizim, and you also have rovam, better to wait for the family members to come. And therefore, they will put yourself in a situation where you could mikayim shneihem. Pes chatzos is a harder question. Pes chatzos, I would say that you should do it sooner than later. If the longer you could wait before chatzos, if you could get more people, that's the right thing to do. But to go pes chatzos is already more complicated. Now, it's not uncommon to make. You see the brisim at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. So it is. The mitzvah is to do it on day 8. You know, in the summer day, you could get day 8 till 7, 8 o'clock here in Silver Spring, right? Till Shkia, you could get that pretty late. So, you know, I can't say that that's wrong or that's bad, but you have to weigh these two things. You have to weigh Zrizim versus Hidr, etc. Those are some of the questions you have to ask yourself. Yeah?
Couldn't you really call the Rov Am is also Hidr?
Yes, you
so
could.
You just have Hidr against Hidr. So how would that fit?
Good question. Right. So you're any time these questions are coming up, you're going to have to put these two things against each other. Yeah, you're right. You want to argue that Hidr mitzvah is with it. You want to argue that Barov Am is within the realm of Hidr. You could argue such a thing. Yeah.
Any different with lighting
the menorah in Eretz Yisrael? Yes, lighting the menorah in Eretz Yisrael. Some poskim would say that it's better to be memaneh ashliach and to send a shliach to do it at the right time. Alts pesumin yisa, because that's hiddur and you're doing it at the right time. It's outside. That's what should be done. You could make such an argument. Okay, shukayach rabbi.
Right now.